Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. China's State Council has issued new guidelines to expand the Shanghai Free Trade Zone into a demonstration area for what it calls institutional opening up. Sun Siqi tells us more about what it means.
Officials said during the past 10 years, the Shanghai Free Trade Zone has accumulated abundant experience for deeper opening up. Among the 302 regulatory innovations that developed across all FTZs in China, 145 came from Shanghai. And in the future, the central government envisions a more systemic opening up for the Shanghai FTZ.
On the basis of what we achieved at the Free Trade Zone, the guidelines have specified stronger reforms in regulations on border control.For example, in cross-border trade, regulations will be changed to increase trade efficiency, lower trade costs, and digitalize customs procedures related to cross-border trade.
Another highlight is a push to increase openness in the financial sector. The guidelines are expected to assist Shanghai in putting regulations in place that are similar to those in the world's most open markets.
Digital financial services will have wider applications in international economic exchanges, in areas including electronic payment and cross-border asset management. We'll optimize policies that govern cross-border capital of multinational corporations, and elevate the ability for corporate headquarters to invest and finance across the border.
Once the guidelines have been implemented, officials say they believe Shanghai will begin to attract more foreign financial institutions. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
It was warm and sunny in Shanghai today with daytime highs reaching 21 degrees at the Xijiahui Meteorological Station. The western suburbs were even warmer today with a station in Qingpu registering a high 23.6 degrees in the early afternoon. Forecasters say the warm and sunny weather will continue tomorrow, but cloudier skies and rain is expected on Sunday and Monday ahead of a cold front. The cooler air behind the front will push temperatures down to a high of only 11 degrees on Tuesday before climbing back in the neighborhood of the low 20s by the end of the week.